This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Shlom. The exciting discovery that liquid water exists at times on present-day Mars was one of the most exciting discoveries made on the red planet in recent years. The announcement came after studying dark streaks that were discovered on the slopes of Hale Crater in 2010. In the analysis of the streaks with an imaging spectrometer aboard the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Joining us to talk about it is Leslie Tampery, Deputy Project Scientist for the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Leslie, first tell us about these features when they were discovered. And what do they look like from the orbiter's point of view?
Well, they were first noticed by a then undergrad, Luigi Oggia, in about 2010. And what they look like is he saw them on very steep slopes, and they looked like streaks that, as he compared images, they darkened and lengthened as the season warmed. And so they look like they could be flowing.
Now, these deposits, as I understand it, are perchlorate salts. Can you explain to us what those are and why they might help liquid water form at the surface?
Yeah, sure. The discovery that we see is they're hydrated perchlorate, so meaning that they have water attached to them. And we see them in association with these dark streaks, or the recurring slope lineae, as they're called. And the salts themselves are magnesium and sodium perchlorate. And perchlorate is chlorine with four oxygen atoms attached to it. And it's a salt, so just like in cold climates where we put salts on the roads to melt the ice or keep the ice from freezing, keep the water from freezing, so the cars can drive better, these perchlorate salts will depress the freezing temperature of water. And so it's really cool because we know that there are these recurring slope lineae, these dark streaks there, which appear to be a flow feature. And we know that there are hydrated salts there that could keep any liquid water at a much colder temperature. But we don't know where the water is coming from or how much water is involved.
Wow. What are some of the major implications for this find in terms of the future study of Mars and specifically the search for life there?
So if this is actually liquid-flowing, briny water, it may be a good place for microbes to live, but it would really depend on how salty the water actually is, how much water is really there. And on the other hand, this is based on our Earth experience, where we know that some microbes can live in some salty water, but life on Mars, if it evolved, microbial life could have evolved to something completely different, and it may be something that enjoys salty water. So we really don't know. But for humans in particular, perchlorates can be toxic, so we wouldn't want to drink this water.
Do you think there's going to be some kind of push to get to this site in the near future and get samples to study?
Well, it's certainly an intriguing site, but because of the implications for liquid water, in order to send a spacecraft there to sample, the spacecraft have to be cleaned very, very well to prevent any Earth microbial life from being transported to Mars and possibly contaminating Mars. So to date, only our Viking spacecraft, we had two landers that landed in 1976, only those two had this particular level of cleaning, and as you might imagine, this particular level of cleaning adds a lot of cost and complication to the design. So the next planned rover, which is to be launched in 2020, is not planned to have that particular level of cleaning, and it's not intended to go to these regions.
Leslie, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter Deputy Project Scientist Leslie Tampery on the recent discovery of liquid water flowing through salt deposits on Mars. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Visit us at mynspr.org. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Shlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.